Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Volume.
All right, guys, it's March. So you know what that means? It's March Madness time. Look, March Madness is one of the best times in sports in the entire year. So once again, I'm partnered up with the DraftKings Sportsbook to give all new customers a fantastic offer. Bet $5 or more and get $150 in bonus bets instantly by using my promo code DCTV. Look, we've all picked our brackets. We've done it since we were young, college, and everything. Now, use your knowledge to go and cash in and use those bonus bets to do so. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use my promo code DCTV, bet $5 or more, and get $150 in bonus bets instantly. We all have teams. My team, Oklahoma State, will not be in March Madness. We did not have a great season, but hopefully yours did. And guys, welcome to North Carolina, who just legalized sports betting and also just beat Duke. So you know the people in North Carolina are getting blessed over and over. So take mine that I am offering you. Bet five or more, get 150 bonus bet by using that promo code DCTV. Only at the DraftKings Sportsbook, where the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Your boy's back. I was at the NCAA wrestling tournament last week. What a phenomenal weekend. I saw 10, 15 kids that I believe at some point could be UFC level fighters and good ones at that. But I'm a little ashamed of myself by me being a little bit, but I'm not going to go too much into that because it's a bit embarrassing that I was acting that way. But at the end of the day, we did exactly what we wanted to do. We brought a light to wrestling, the sport that's given me everything. And I thank you all for supporting the tournament and everything else that happened over the weekend. But I'm back in my home, mixed martial arts. And as you go and do other things, you can kind of get away from shit for a little bit. And by being in that world, I wasn't paying as much attention to what was going on here. Well, one of the things that was going on is something that I feel we should have done a long time ago. Dustin Poirier and Islam Makhachev are going back and forth. And honestly, it's perfect. If you remember, two fights ago, Dustin gets knocked out by Justin Gaethje. Goes away for a while. Feels like for the first time in a really long time, there isn't a real direction for Dustin Poirier to go. Well, when I was sitting down with him in Florida before he fought Benoit Saint-Denis, I asked him how close did he feel he was to a championship opportunity. This is what he had to say.
I mean, not to be cocky or boastful, but I feel like the run I've had in the UFC, this is my 30th fight, I'm one big win away at any time from a title.
Yeah.
You know?
At any time.
That's what I believe. One big win, you know?
You
great performance, a finish, I'm right there always.
He said he always felt like he's one big win away from a championship opportunity. Benoit Saint-Denis fight in Miami was that one big win. But here's what he may not have expected. He may not have expected the champion to start calling his name. Why did Islam call his name? One, it feels like Dustin is the only one not matched up. But I think Islam is finally understanding something I tried to tell you guys a while ago. In order for Islam to truly get to where he needs to be as a champ, he has got to have those familiar names on his resume or at least have competition with them. So when Conor McGregor was Conor McGregor, he knocked out Jose Aldo to be the champion. That was amazing it was an amazing tool to springboard him into superstardom. Because by that point, it didn't matter who he fought at lightweight. He was already a star because he had just beaten the greatest featherweight of all time in the manner in which he did it. Then when he left, the belt needed to be contested. Who did they put out there? Frankie Edgar, former champion. Jose Aldo, former champion. Because again, the names are recognized. Max Holloway beat Jose Aldo. It meant much more for Max Holloway in terms of becoming a star to beat Jose Aldo than him fighting some random guy for the belt. And granted, it would never be just a random guy, but you couldn't put two young athletes on their way up to a championship to fight each other because it just doesn't work. Islam won that belt from Charles Oliveira, who had become an absolute monster in his division, finishing everyone with a fun style that everybody fell in love with. Then he beats Alexander Volkanovski. And you can feel momentum building for Islam Makhachev. But at the end of the day, he still needs to have competitions with at least two more of the big three or four. Right? Gaethje, Poirier, Oliveira, Chandler. I know it might seem like, well, Chandler's fighting McGregor. We don't know if he's still at the top of the division. Da, da, da. Doesn't matter. He's still one of those names. You have to fight those names to elevate the next guy if the next guy has dreams of becoming the man.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. I've been a journalist for 2 decades, writing cover stories for Business Week, Fortune, and Wired. And now, every Monday, I bring you conversations with people who are thinking deeply about work and where it fits into our lives, like Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella on growth mindsets.
The learn-it-all does better than the know-it-all.
Or MacArthur Genius winner Angela Duckworth on talent versus grit.
Your long-term effort and your long-term commitment are surprisingly important.
Each episode delivers pragmatic advice for right now. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And for Dustin Poirier, this is a massive opportunity. Because if you ask 100 people, who do you think wins, Islam or Dustin? I bet you about 90 of those people are going to tell you Makhachev. But what if Dustin Poirier wins? What if Dustin actually gets the job done against Islam Makhachev? Look, Islam has looked damn near unbeatable. And I know from experiences how good he is at mixed martial arts. The dude is phenomenal. He's phenomenal. And he trains hard. He does everything the right way. But we have seen Dustin Poirier do things over the course of an entire career that is unexpected from him. Unexpected. Nobody thought he was going to beat Benoit Saint-Denis. He did it. Nobody thought he was going to beat Conor McGregor in the rematch. He did it. People questioned whether or not he would get Max Holloway in the interim title fight. He did it. He's made a career of overcoming obstacles. Overcoming obstacles. This would be the biggest one of his entire life. It's a win-win situation for the UFC. Like, 1,000% win-win situation. Because if Dustin Poirier wins, now Dustin Poirier is right back at the forefront of fighting by beating one of the more dominant champions. And if he loses, now you got a champion who just put two title defenses over Alexander Volkanovski in front of a win over Dustin Poirier with Charles Oliveira or Omar Tsarukyan waiting in the wings. Or Justin Gaethje, if he can get past Max Holloway. But think about the run Makhachev could have if he's able to put all these fights behind them, each other. He could go through Volkanovski twice. He could go through Poirier. He can go through Gaethje. Then he can go through Tsarukyan. How in the world could he not have become a star in fighting if you go through that gauntlet of fighters back to back to back to back to back? I'm telling you, when I heard it, I immediately thought to myself, finally, they understand the logic. Dustin is just like, hey, I'm in, because he's a fighter. Islam is like, well, he's the only one that's available. And then Islam does this. He goes, almost disrespectfully to Dustin. Dustin tells him, hey, I've done more than this guy has in fighting. Let me pull up the quotes here, because it's awesome. And I think it also needs this. It also needs this. So Islam, Dustin says, I've done more than Islam. I've been doing this since before it was cool. I've been doing this before it was cool, and I feel like I can beat anybody. Anybody. Islam says, Dustin, if you could beat anybody, you'd be holding the belt right now. Not me. For me, I think this is the next logical step in the evolution of Islam Makhachev. Now you got to be a little bit more forward. Look, he's very blunt. A lot of the Dagestanis are. And at times, that can get misinterpreted for being disrespectful. Nope. It's just how they are. They're very blunt. They're very direct. So Islam, in saying this, is not necessarily trying to be disrespectful. But while it may come off as that, I would steer into that if I'm the champion. I would try to become the evil empire. I would try to become the villain. The Rock right now is doing it in WWE. Call himself the final boss. That's essentially what every one of these champions is when these guys work their way to the top. You're the guy that they have to get through in order to reach a goal that they've dreamed of their entire life. Islam needs to tell Dustin, you're never going to do it. You don't belong on my level. You got here because there was no one else. That would make the people where he would fight hate him. That would make people run to support Dustin Poirier. But that would also make people think about it more, make people care more, make people tap into what they have going on more. And ultimately, that's what's important. Nothing else. What's important is people caring. And I believe that while this is a great fight between two athletes, I believe that it fits the build of how you build a star. I believe that it needs that little extra, because no matter what you think about Conor McGregor, no matter what you think about Khabib, it was never nice. It was never nice. Khabib wasn't nice to those guys. Khabib said everything he felt without one inkling of filtering himself. And then it resonated and people cared. But clearly he had a Conor McGregor. You need that guy from the past to propel you forward. This is a no-lose situation for the UFC. And Islam wants to fight. So I think you got to try to make that happen as soon as possible. It works. It works. And for Dustin Poirier, massive chance. For Islam Makhachev, another former champion you could put under your belt. That is storytelling. You can't control the outcome, but you can put him in position for someone to make magic, and then you as the company capitalize on it. I love it. Book it. Right now, book it. Makhachev versus Poirier. It will be a massive fight. It really will be the biggest fight that Islam Makhachev has ever had in terms of the box office. Guys, I'm so happy to be back. We are on the road to UFC 300, and I cannot wait. Like, subscribe, tell your friend to tell a friend that DC's got a YouTube channel, and I'm getting into all the news that goes on in mixed martial arts. Until next time, peace.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge Podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.